Dr. Robert Okun served as chief of psychiatry at San Francisco General Hospital for 17 years. During that time, he cared for many of the people you see on the city streets when they end up in the hospital. Many homeless people suffer from mental illness, he says, and as we walk by them on the street, we too often fail to remember that they're just like you and me. So Dr. Okun spent 2 years photographing and talking to San Francisco's homeless population, collecting their profiles in a photo essay book called Silent Voices, People with Mental Disorders on the Street. Dr. Okun recently joined me in studio.
It really started when I passed a woman who was homeless lying on the street one night. It was raining in San Francisco, and I was hurrying to my car. And I looked at her as I was about to get into my car, and I saw that she was just drenched, and that she would be drenched all night and all the next day and all the next night. And I thought to myself, how does she survive this? It was so clear how brutal life on the streets is. I wondered how she survived, how she dried her clothes, what she did when she was hungry, how she relieved herself when there were no public bathrooms available, and what her dreams were, if she had any dreams.
And that sparked?
That sparked a quest for knowing how people manage to survive the streets. And after I started talking to them, I decided I wanted to share their stories with a wider audience so that people could really see the humanity behind all these stigmata of poverty.
And many of these people would occasionally end up at the hospital where you used to work.
Yes.
And so you would see them frequently
at
General, San Francisco General Hospital. And so is there something there in your practice of psychiatry that kind of made you dig more into the lives of these people that, you know, they come to you, you treat them, then they leave, and that's it?
Yeah. I think it's clear to all of us that practice at San Francisco General that society is just not putting enough resources into housing and case management for these people. And a lot of people who show up in the psychiatric emergency service show up largely because they're homeless. And homelessness increases the intensity of their symptoms dramatically. And the idea that we have to discharge people basically into the streets was just such an anathema to me that I wanted to do something from a different vantage point than I had been doing as chief of psychiatry.
How did you start? Where did you start? Did you know where to start?
No. I just started by going up to people kind of randomly on the street, people who were homeless and who seemed like they might have a mental illness. And I went up to them and I asked them if I could have a few minutes of their time. And at first I was frankly extremely anxious about approaching people. It wasn't that I was afraid of them, but I was afraid that they would just turn me down flat and with contempt and dismiss me. And I had, of course, no authority that I had in the hospital. So I was a doctor in the hospital. I had some authority. But on the street, I was on their turf. And in a certain sense, I was the one with a tin cup asking them for something. And I came to recognize that it wasn't just a one-way street, that it wasn't just that I was getting something from them, but they felt that they were getting something from me, which was the opportunity to have their voices heard in the public arena. And most of them, as children and adults, had felt invisible. Most of them as children had been neglected and were kind of invisible to their parents. And as adults, they were clearly invisible to society. So the possibility of having their stories told was something that I think was very meaningful to them.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba, and I'm speaking with Dr. Robert Okun, author of the new book, Silent Voices. Dr. Okun is a psychiatrist, professor, and former commissioner of mental health. So I'm wondering now if you can tell me some of the stories that kind of that stay with you or that stick out to you from the book. I must say the book is really, it's readable. And the photography is just incredible. You know, these close-ups, really, really just mesmerizing. Can you recall one of those and tell us the story?
Yeah. Well, one person who stands out in my mind is Jeff, who was a man in his 30s who had been raised by a schizophrenic mother, and he lived in constant fear that she was going to knife him and often slept with one eye open. He amazingly got out of high school and became a garbage collector. But unfortunately, a random drug test found that he had a tiny amount of pot in his urine, and he was summarily fired from the job. After that, he became depressed and began to take street drugs to kind of try to treat himself for his depression. And the result, of course, was that he became more and more dysfunctional, lost everything he had, his apartment, his girlfriend, everything, and was on the street for 10 years living over a heating grate next to a restaurant. He developed abscesses in his teeth and lost all of his teeth. And a lot of the homeless people that you see don't have their teeth because their mouths become infected and Medicaid won't pay for a better form of treatment. So they're generally what happens is their teeth are just pulled. I remember him saying to me that if you're born with a big nose, well, it doesn't really mean anything because that's just the way you were born. But if people see that you don't have teeth, it's proof that you're a real screw up.
Everybody has a story. And each story in your book is unique. But did you find some common threads and common themes?
Yes, I did. The vast majority, I would say 90% of the people I interviewed had been neglected and abused as children. In fact, over 40% of the women that I interviewed had been sexually abused as children. That story of having been neglected and abused, I found over and over again.
What do you think is most misunderstood about homeless people?
I think we pass them and we don't tend to realize that they are people with stories, with pasts, with feelings like we have, with fears and regrets and joys and dreams. We just see them as bodies lying on the street. But if you could bend down and talk to these people, you would find what I've just said.